Good Wednesday morning from Washington. I'm Jake Sherman, and this is your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Stop the Hit Coalition.
And I'm Anna Palmer. From the Department of You Know You've Made It When, Kellyanne Conway was lunching at the New York City hotspot Michael's yesterday with Michael Wolff and Juliana Glover. And she got visits from across the room. There was Washington super lawyer Bob Barnett, CBS's Jenna Gibson, and Charlie Rose, who all made a stop at the table.
A pretty elite crowd, if you ask me. We hear that Vice President Joe Biden is setting up shop at the University of Pennsylvania after leaving government. His office had no comment. Last night at the Israeli embassy, Ambassador Ron Dermer praised Donald Trump's plan to move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. It's a hot-button topic, but Dermer had no problem saying it would help the peace process. Many around the world disagree.
Our colleague Josh Gerstein reports the Trump team is discussing a half-blind trust for businesses. It's not clear who they are discussing the setup for, but it could allow the beneficiary to keep an eye on their business interests.
The Washington Post reports that Senate Democrats are going to try to push Rex Tillerson to fully divest from Exxon, another attempt to focus on the wealthy executive's financial situation.
Peter Selfridge, the chief of protocol, is heading to work for SAP, the German software giant, to be head of digital government. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.